ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 10 Oh, that's my eyes. Chapter 19, text 6. The Island of Jambudweep. Na mai saatmatmavatam suritama shaktas trilokyam maravam vasudevaha na stri Kritam kasmalam ashnuvita na lakshmanam chapi vahatum arhati navai saatmatvavatam suritama shaktas trilokyam bhagavan vasudevaha Nastri kritam kasmalam ashnuvita Nalakshmanam chapi vihatum arhati Navai saatmat mavatam suritama Saktas trilokyam bhagavan vasudevaha Nastri kritam kashmalam ashnuvita Nalakshmanam chapi vihatumarhati Navai saatmat vavatam suritama Shaktastri lokam bhagavam vasudevaha Nastri kritam kasmalam ashnuvita Nalakshmanam chapi vihatum arhati Navaisa atmatma vatam suritama Saktas trilokyam bhagavan vasudevaha Nastri kritam kasmalam ashnuvita Nalakshmanam chapi vihatumarhati Navai saatmat mavatam suritama Saktas trilokyam bhagavan vasudeva Nastri kritam kasmalam ashnuvita Nalakshmanam chapi vihatumarhati Navaisa atmakvadatam suritama Shaktas trilokyam bhagavan vasudeva Nastri kritam ashmadam asnuvita Nalakshmanam chapi vihatum arhati Matajis Navaisa atmat vamatam suritama Shaktas trilokyam bhagavan vasudeva Nastri kritam kasmalam ashnuvita Na lakshmanam chapi vihatum arhati Na not Vai indeed Saha he Atma the supreme soul Atmavatam of the self-realized souls Suritama, the best friend. Shakta, attached. Chilokyam, to anything within the three worlds. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vasudevaha, the all-pervading Lord. Na, not. Srikritam, obtained because of his wife. Kasmalam, sufferings of separation. Ashnuvita, would obtain. Na, not. Lakshmanam, his younger brother Lakshman. Cha, also. Api, certainly. Vihatum, to give up. Arhati, be able. Translation. Since Lord Sri Ramachandra is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, he is not attached to anything in this material world. He is the most beloved super soul of all self-realized souls, and he is their very intimate friend. He is full of all opulences. Therefore, he cannot possibly have suffered because of separation from his wife, nor could he have given up his wife and Lakshman, his younger brother. To give up either would have been absolutely impossible. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In defining the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we say that he is full in all six opulences: wealth, fame, strength, influence, beauty, and renunciation. He is called renounced because he is not attached to anything in this material world. He is specifically attached to the spiritual world and the living entities there. The affairs of the material world take place under the superintendence of Durga Devi. Srishti Sthiti Pralaya Sadhana Shaktireva Chayeva Yasya Bhuvanani Vibharti Durga. Everything is going on under the strict rules and regulations of the material energy represented by Durga. Therefore, the Lord is completely detached and need not give attention to the material world. Sita Devi belongs to the spiritual world. Similarly, Lord Lakshman, Ramachandra's younger brother, is a manifestation of Sankarshan, and Lord Ramachandra himself is Vasudev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since the Lord is always spiritually qualified, he is attached to servants who always render transcendental loving service unto him. He is attached to the truth in life, not to brahminical qualities. Indeed, he is never attached to any material qualities. Although he is the supersoul of all living entities, he is specifically manifest to those who are self-realized, and he is especially dear to the hearts of his transcendental devotees. Because Lord Ramachandra descended to teach human society how dutiful a king should be, he apparently gave up the company of Mother Sita and Lakshman. Factually, however, he could not have given them up. One should therefore learn about the activities of Lord Ramachandra from a self-realized soul. Then one can understand the transcendental activities of the Lord. Navaisai atmat mavatam suritama shaktas trilokyam bhagavan vasudevaha nastri kritam kasmakam kasmalam asnuvita na lakshmananam chapi vihatu marhati. Since Lord Sri Ramchandra is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vasudev, he is not attached to anything in this material world. He is the most beloved supersoul of all self-realized souls, and he is their very intimate friend. He is full of all opulences. Therefore, he could not possibly have suffered because of separation from his wife, nor could he have given up his wife and Lakshman, his younger brother. To give up either would have been absolutely impossible. Om Ajnanati Minandasya Giranjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, the position of Lord Ramachandra, Aishvaryasya Samagasya Viryasya Yashasa Sriya. He has all of the qualities in full, all the opulences. Wealth, Aishvarya, Aishvaryasya Samagasya Viryasya Yashasa Sriya. Wealth, he is all wealthy, all famous, all strong, all, Prabhupada says here, influential, all beautiful, and all renounced. And the material world is being run by his agent, Durga, Ma Durga. People like to worship. We go to different places where people like to worship Ma Durga, and they chant mantras. She is an agent of Lord Krishna who takes care of this material world. Srishti, Sthiti, Pralaya Sadhana Shaktireva, Chayeva, Chayeva Yasya Bhuvanani Vibharti Durga. Durga is taking care of this material manifestation. And many times, less intelligent people, because they know she is taking care of the material energy, people worship Durga. And they chant Ma Durga. Sometimes we see people chanting Ma 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 Ma. That's one of their mantras. We've gone to their place, Kali Puja and the Durga Puja. Ma 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 Ma. And they're thinking, they're trying to get some benediction. Bless me. It's a habit in the Indian culture that one says, oh, give me your blessings, or one tries to get the blessings of Durga. In 1976, one person approached Srila Prabhupada, and I think it was Chandigarh, and said, oh, Swami, give me your blessings. I want blessings. Please give me your blessings. And Prabhupada said, what is the problem? And he said, oh, I have this pain here and this thing here. He said, then why don't you go to a doctor? Why you go to a spiritual master? Why are you asking me for blessing? Prabhupada talked about it days later. Why are they going for blessings to the spiritual master? The spiritual master gives the science of God, the science of self-realization. He's not giving a blessing that, oh, you're going to get a very nice wife. Oh, you're going to get a nice husband. Oh, the pain will stop. The spiritual master doesn't give that kind of a blessing. The pain will go on. But by the mercy of the spiritual master, hopefully we won't experience it. We're going to the Mangal Arati, the Guru Puja, having nice sadhana bhakti, practice of devotional service by the grace of the spiritual master. Therefore, we're not thinking constantly, aham ameti, I am my body. Pumsam, striya mituni bhava metam, tayor mito hridaya grante maho, ato griha chetra sitapta vitaya, janasya mohoyam aham ameti. In this material world, everyone is thinking, I'm my body. If something happens, I'm completely disturbed. If I get an infection or if there's some high count, the doctors these days, they want to see what is your numbers. They gave me this medicine. I went to Western doctor. The medicine made me completely non-functional. To get from 9701 Venice to 3765 Watseka was almost impossible. The walk of 50 yards. So I complained to the doctor. She said, that's all right. You may not feel so good and you may be very spaced out and feel very bewildered, but your numbers are looking much better. So I said, but I can't function like this. I can't drive. I can't walk. I can't do my chanting, meditation, kirtan. She said, no, eventually you'll get, I'm nauseous. So you'll get used to it. I said, you mean get used to being spaced out or the effects will go away? She said, well, you'll get used to the effects. And that is health, good health. Because the numbers were pleasing. You may be a vegetable, but your numbers are good. You're doing well. So, because we have sadhana bhakti, we have practice of devotional service, we don't put the emphasis on ato, griha, kshetra, sitapta, vitaya, the house, the home, wealth, relatives, my body, ultimately. We have this body, we have to take care of it properly, but our main emphasis is Krishna Katha. We have a disease. Real disease that we are suffering isn't just high blood pressure or some kidney, liver, or heart disease. That's there, guaranteed. Janma Mrityu Jaravyadi. Our real disease, Prabhupada says, is, what is that called? Huh? Bhava Roga. Birth, death, disease, and old age. These are the real diseases. And there's medicine. It's not a medicine that makes you incoherent and has side effects that, well, your kidneys are going to be fine, but unfortunately this medicine makes your heart not so good. They gave me one medicine. It was the heart doctor. They call it beta blocker, anyone who's medical profession. And beta blocker is very severe medicine. But it does something to the lungs that's unfavorable. And I had a problem in the lungs. So when I went to the lung specialist they arranged, he said, who is the moron who gave you beta blocker? This is the exact wrong medicine to take. Because you have a lung problem, the capillaries in your lung, and they're giving you medicine for your heart that damages your lung. He was old Jewish doctor. So he called them up and corrected. And I was thinking, what is the use of all this medicine? The real medicine, Prabhupada repeatedly said, is Bhava Saudi. Enache a Saudi Maya Nashibaro Lagi. Harinama Mahamantra. Lautu Mimagi. Bhava Saudi means the real medicine, the medicine of the soul, Krishna Katha. Because we're chanting, because we're hearing about Srimad Bhagavatam, pastimes of Lord Ramchandra, pastimes of Lord Krishna. This is the Bhava Saudi. This is the real medicine. Because our disease is that we're identifying ato, griha, kshetra, sitapta, vitaya. Because we're identifying that I am this body, I am my relatives, I am my suffering that takes place, and they're praying to Durga, please give me health. They're asking for benedictions. Give me wealth. Give me followers. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays the opposite. We come to Krishna consciousness, first thing you learn the Shikshashtika prayers. Na danam, na janam, na sundaram. We just say it externally first, but when we take it in, I don't want wealth. Means I'm happy with whatever Krishna provides. I don't need to get a big job in this material world. Oh, give me money, Durga Devi. Na janam. I don't need followers. I don't have to become Mr. Popular. Someone gave us a great compliment. Nowadays, it's become very popular to chant kirtan. Of course, that could be for Durga, Shiva, any song, English, Swahili, any language. But it's very popular. And someone told us, you know, the thing I like about you guys is that you were chanting when chanting wasn't popular. There was a letter, 1976, there was a letter, we're reading the Hari Sari book, came from two rank and file devotees. They were sent to Yugoslavia. And when they went there, they couldn't get in by being part of the Hare Krishna movement. At that time, I don't even think this country exists in that name anymore, does it? The former country known as, the former artist known as Yugoslavia, what now is Croatia or something, or Serbia, or all these different places, whatever. When we grew up, it was known as Yugoslavia. 76, they went to Yugoslavia, and they couldn't get in, communist country, they couldn't get in doing Harinam, putting on a Sunday feast, holding Bhagavad Gita class at a temple. Highly illegal. They would have been thrown out by the government, perhaps jailed. So they went in with a little bit of criticism from the other devotees as musicians. I forget the name of the two devotees. They were very young devotees at the time. I think Dwarakesh. I forget. And they went in, two of them, teaching musical instruments and playing musical instruments, mridanga and tambura. So devotees were criticizing them because it wasn't even mridanga and kartals. It was mridanga and tambura, the two of them brought. They did shows in 1976. I was in shock. They were going to the studios of yoga in Yugoslavia and the colleges, and they were getting paid. And they would bring refreshment as part of their teaching music and playing music, and they would also have some literature on the side. So they wrote Prabhupada, you know, sometimes we're not sure if this is what you want, because it's not exactly the Harinam party and Bhagavad Gita class and the Sunday feast, but this is the way we could get in. Prabhupada responded that this is brilliant. This is wonderful. They're paying you for kirtan. Prabhupada said, this is very wonderful. I'm very happy. And this is before kirtan chanting was popular. There was no dhanam and janam and sundaram. Na dhanam, na janam, and no sundari. Most people find that very difficult. That, of course, we have our household life, we have children. But basically, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Vairagya Vidya, Nija Bhakti Yoga, as renounced as possible. And Srila Prabhupada, he knew where his disciples were at. That was one time I found it extremely interesting, fascinating. The Jagadish, old GBC Jagadish, was in charge of the Gurukula in Vrindavan, 1976. So Prabhupada was very eager to make things right in Vrindavan, in the Gurukula. They were starting to build a property they just built. Bhagaji had donated the land for building the Gurukula next to the temple in Vrindavan that's there today. And this Jagadish came to Srila Prabhupada and said, Srila Prabhupada, we have to find a few sane devotees that can teach at the Gurukula. And Srila Prabhupada's response, you'll be interested to know. You know his response. He said, sane devotees? He said, we don't have any sane devotees. Prabhupada said, you have to train them to become sane. We're reminded another time Prabhupada said, we've quoted before, that most of our people are from the papis and the tapis. Papis means sinful, and tapis, I think, means false renunciates, hippies. So Prabhupada said, we don't get very many Dr. Singh, what was it? Surup Damodars. Prabhupada said, we don't get many Dr. Judhakarmas. Prabhupada said, Surup Damodars. Mostly we're getting tapis and papis. People from the, Prabhupada said, not even, he said, we don't have sane men. It's incredible. I was like shocked. But Prabhupada said, we have to train them to be sane. So what does it mean? What did Prabhupada mean? Nunam pramata kurute vikarma. Because in this material world, we are all mad after sense gratification. Nunam pramatak krute pramatak. We're mad after sense gratification. Nikama Prabhu used to quote this verse all the time in Bhagavatam class. Nunam pramatak krute vikarma. They're mad after sense. We are mad. And because of that madness, it's more or less insanity. Everyone is mad after dhanam, janam, sundarim, ato, grihak, chaitra, sitapta, vitayar, begging Durga, give us a blessing, make us live for longer. Prabhupada gives the example. Man was on his deathbed. He knew this gentleman, and he was begging for 4 more years so he could finish his plan. Everyone is begging, give me some health, let me live a little longer, let me get a little more sense gratification, give me a bigger house, give me better kids, give me wealth, give me good food, give me health, give me great sense gratification. And they're praying to Durga. People like to worship Durga because she's in charge of material nature and she can fulfill. But Krishna is concerned with us becoming his eternal servant. He doesn't personally oversee the material nature. He puts it in the care of Durga. He puts it in the care of the different demigods. And his business, someone may say from the materialistic point of view, that is a little bit narcissistic from a material point of view. Because he doesn't care what you're doing, who you are, what your situation is, he wants you to love him. Think of me in the form of offer obeisances. Worship me. Just think of me. He actually sits down, Krishna book tells us, in the morning and meditates on himself. The psychologist would have a field day trying to understand the personality of Lord Krishna. He wants us to love him. He doesn't care how much pain we have to go through. He doesn't care what it means for our personal. He wants us to love him. And if you love him a little, he'll arrange our lives. There's one devotee we used to be on the party together with Mukunda Prabhu. I think his name was Dhruva. And there's a verse in the Bhagavatam, 7th canto. Yarira syasi me kaman varam tom varadarshubha kamanam ridhya samroham bhavatas tuvanevaram. He was praying every day, O my Lord, O best of the givers of benedictions, if you at all want to bestow a benediction upon me, then I pray that within the core of my heart, Prahlad says, there be no more material desire. And every time he prayed that, something else would be taken away from him. He'd be put into a calamitous condition where he'd have to say, and he said, I got to stop praying this. He told Mukunda, not myself, he said, I'm never going to say this verse again, ever. And we were also scared to say that verse. Oh Lord, oh best of the givers of benediction, if you want to give me a benediction, I pray to you, the core of my heart, there'll be no more material desire. We were almost frightened to say that verse of Prahlad, that wonderful verse of Prahlad. So when you turn to Krishna, when we turn to Krishna, the Shastra says, then Krishna benedicts by taking away a little bit more. He's known as Hari. And he even makes us surrender more until, like Prabhupada says, that he gives one everything. His first installation of mercy, his benediction, bless me. Krishna blesses you, he takes everything away. Your job, your family, your, even Prabhupada said in his own personal situation, his business was not going very well, and the wife was saying, drinking tea and not very favorable to Srila Prabhupada's activities. Children were also not very helpful from the external point of view. Of course, Prabhupada's a pure devotee. Krishna was externally, Prabhupada gives the example, taking away his first installation. What's that verse in the Bhagavatam? Yad anugrahami harisye taddanam shanai. Yasyaham anugrahami harisye taddanam shanai. That Krishna's first installation is he takes away everything. His mercy. Oh, bless me. Please give me a blessing. Okay, fine. We'll take away everything. There's your blessing. Now you have to surrender. And later, Krishna gives everything, just like he gave Srila Prabhupada, everything to engage in Krishna's service. But Krishna's blessing, it's Krishna's blessing when he takes away. We're thinking, oh, it's a blessing that I got a lot of money. It's a blessing that I can increase my household unlimitedly, so to speak. But real blessing, yasyaham anugranami harisye, taddanam shanai, real blessing is that Krishna takes away the external and leaves us with service to him. This is our business, to serve him. He is Aishvaryasya Samagrasya Viryasya Yashasa Sriya. And in health or in sickness, whether we have followers or no followers, whether we're popular or unpopular, that lady had said, you were chanting when it wasn't even popular. And I was thinking, yeah, it's our business is to chant, not to become popular. Sometimes confusing. We don't need popularity, we need chanting. Popularity will confuse the issue. Without Danam, Janam, and Sundarim, then we can advance gradually in Krishna consciousness, and like Srila Prabhupada, he asked for that benediction. Sometimes we say to fight to the very last breath, like Arjuna. To fight to the very last breath. Prabhupada put up a big fight. Last point. The 76, they found out that we were being sued by the parents of devotees in New York and deprogrammers. And the president and some of the leaders had been arrested for brainwashing and trying to control people's lives. Felony charges. And when they told Srila Prabhupada, Tamal Krishna Goswami wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada got very bold. Prabhupada was ready to fight. Prabhupada immediately wrote back a letter, how to fight, get all the members and professors and leaders of the Indian community and tell them we're bona fide religion. We're not brainwashing anyone. Prabhupada said this is very good news because our movement is taking effect because they feel the weight of our movement, the brainwashing books. And Prabhupada oftentimes said their brain needs washing because filled with garbage, Prabhupada said stool, from ear to ear. And therefore they need washing, they accuse. And Prabhupada was ready to fight. He said, like the Battle of Kurukshetra, we'll fight for a long time for this. I forget the exact quote. And it was over in one day, isn't it? They went to court, it was kicked out immediately. The judge knew or whatever that this is a bona fide religion. What are you trying to do? You can't say they did any brainwashing or some such thing. So Prabhupada was very eager to fight to the very last breath. That should also be our, that we have a mission. There's an urgency. There's a great urgency, the mission of Krishna consciousness, the mission to give people spiritual life. People are suffering in this material world. Natevidu swarga gatihi Vishnu. They don't know what is the ultimate goal. Therefore, we have a serious mission. Anyone who knows Krishna consciousness, it isn't our business to go and then again try to become materialists. It's our grave, serious mission to give people Krishna Katha, to give people the Bhava Saudi, the real medicine. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Any questions? Oh. Here, Dravitsky.